Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, next month we'll get her back on to celebrate her 16th anniversary with us. She was just a little girl, 19 or so when we got her, when she first joined us on the show all those years ago. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She is the foremost expert in the world on healthcare public policy. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. She's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, such a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Grace Marie, I look out across the landscape here, and what I think I know about what's going to be, the other shoes that are going to be dropping. And it seems to me that as bad a year as Obamacare had in 2013, 2014 is going to be worse for it. What do you think?
It's going to be worse, Jim, because so many more people are going to be so adversely directed and affected by this law. And there's never been a law in history that has impacted so many people before it went into effect. And the cascade and the rolling effect this year after it has gone into effect is going to be even greater.
Yeah.
Not only from tens of millions more people losing their coverage, but also by the reimposition of the employer mandate, mm-hmm. which companies have to start planning for this spring.
They're going to have to really, even though the employer mandate, and folks, I hope you notice the cynical dates that the administration has put on these things. You know, the Obamacare wasn't supposed to even go into effect until after the 2012 election. The dates have been moved till actually the employer mandate's been moved till after the 2016 election. The 2014 election. And Grace Marie, this employer mandate you were talking about, they're going to have to know how that's going to affect them, even though it goes into effect in November. They're going to have to know all that by August or September, aren't they?
Actually, yes, and really starting this spring. Remember last year when the president, on just before the 4th of July weekend, decided to delay the imposition of the employer mandate, employers with 50 or more employees having to provide Obamacare-approved health insurance for their employees, they delayed that in July. Well, it's because they began to see the number of employers who are being forced to put their employees on less than part-time, sometimes 25 hours a week, not the 30 hours as it says,
mm-hmm.
because they had to anticipate, because there's a look-back period in the law of what your workforce structure was the year before the mandate takes effect. They saw this cascade through the spring, and that sort of began to halt it. But he only delayed it for a year, which means that starting this spring, we're also going to see employers starting to be forced once again to put their employees on part-time in order to avoid the Obamacare fines of $2,000 per employee, mm-hmm. at least every year.
So, you know, it's fascinating to me, Grace Marie, that when you hear the president and his administration talk about Obamacare, they still act like, yeah, we had a few hiccups, but this thing is really going to ultimately be great for everybody. I mean, they keep talking about the 3 million people they've allegedly signed up, but they never talk about the double of that number of people who've lost their coverage. I mean, how do you, without any sense of, I have a new hashtag, Grace Marie, hashtag without any sense of shame. How do you have that conversation? How do you talk about what Obamacare has done and leave out the fact that it's hurt twice or more people than it helped?
This was their strategy from the beginning, Jim. When they told members who were very reluctant to vote for this in 2010, don't you worry. A few people may be affected by this adversely, but so many millions more will be so grateful that the cacophony of people being happy with this law will drown them out. They still believe that, and they are not. I think they must be insulating the president from the news reports because it was all happy talk. In his 462 words in the State of the Union address about this.
Well, and I heard him. I heard him being interviewed by O'Reilly last night, and he didn't sound any more informed. He still sounded like he was, in la-la land.
They've drunk the Kool-Aid.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. When we come back, folks, the Republicans have a plan. I want to get Grace Marie to tell us what that is.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.